Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm so damn excited about the show today. The topic is the law of unconditional love, and our guest Zlatko Kanda is joining us from Cyprus, which for your curiosity, it's 4 o'clock in the morning there, so he's really stepped out of his normal routine to be able to be with us on the show today. We talked a while back to get familiar with each other, and I think the show's going to be delightful. And without further ado, I want to bring Zlatko on the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Les, and the beautiful listeners and my brother Daniel for the recommendation and giving me the opportunity to share at this moment. I know you mentioned 4 o'clock, which is an absolutely fine time for me to do this because... Yes, you know, when you live in that moment, in your heart, there is no time in space.
Just the idea of the topic, the law of unconditional love. For me, unconditional love is home. It's the place of rest. It's the place of comfort that's within each one of us. And the spiritual journey, if you will, for the human, the individual, is to find that unconditional love within our own hearts, and then, like you say, live there.
Yes, and also create from that space as well, because we have been given the freedom to create from that love as well, from within us, indeed. And it's so fascinating that in this moment of life, many people are starting to remember this love again, worldwide, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just the beginning of an ocean, of a wave of humanity that can live in that love. Since this is your first time on the show, why don't you take a few moments and share with us your journey and your purpose and let us get familiar with you.
Yes, thank you. That is, I would love to. When I was born, that was in former Yugoslavia. For me, the feeling of unconditional love is so normal. And I already started to kind of live like that in my very young years. And the psychic abilities that I already had during those times, I started to share that when I was 1.5. With my close surroundings and like my mother and stuff like that. And for me, it was very normal, this love. It was like, shouldn't this be like that all the time? And I find out very early that this was not the case on Earth yet, which was very difficult for me because, you know, you start to feel kind of lonely when you don't get that feedback from the love. And I, as a soul, chose to have these profound experiences very early on because, you know, going through the war in Yugoslavia, getting alive out of there and leaving your life behind. I was 5 by then. And just observing how life is developing after that, you know, because you have a lot of panic and fear and worry and traumas and stuff like that. It gave me an opportunity to show to myself in the first place that love is always the most, well, powerful energy there is. And throughout my life, I had a lot of traumatic experiences. And every time it was an opportunity for me to show that I would not react in the way that people, most of the people around me did. So going into fear and going into worry and all these kind of things. And for me, it was from this love, from this unconditional love, I find that it gave me motivation to prove to myself that it was possible to do it differently than the people around me. So I put all that strength to myself to show that I can still stand and still be happy in my life, even after those traumatic experiences. And when I was ready to, yes, when I was ripe, so to say, universe created these situations for me to be able to share this unconditional love again, you know, because what I also find on my path was that a lot of people were also still in a confusion of this unconditional love. And sometimes they took it for granted that I was in a loving and peaceful space, because I was not going to complain or to be angry or frustrated. Well, I had those moments, of course, but I decided to make something peaceful out of it. You know, it's like when you squeeze an orange, you don't eat the peel, you just drink the orange juice.
Right.
You know, and for me, it was like that. I was squeezing the orange and yes, you know, I kind of transformed it into something positive. And all the time I get these challenges to show to myself, because, you know, I was pretty lonely, actually. Having no friends, you cannot speak the language, you know. We moved to Holland, by the way, and I've lived there for 23 years. And you have all these kind of challenges of adapting into a new country and, you know, people being kind of aggressive around, like, go back to your country and kind of these things. And, you know, I had this early on experiences of, yes, you know, when people are in the aggression or in the hate or sad or making comments like, you know, go back to the war or stuff like that, I didn't feel more anger. I felt more compassion, because I realized that this love was missing in their lives, you know?
And yeah,
this became so automated in me that I automatically started to transmute anything what we call negative into positive. And referring back on being ripe, because I was alone in the attic, I had a little attic, and you know, I was kind of working on myself to heal myself from these traumatic experiences, meditation and stuff like that, but I had no one to share with. And at one point the situation got created that I got pushed out of my comfort zone, because my comfort zone was to be alone and to just enjoy that energy in my heart. And that's that. But when I got out there, this rapidly unfolded, and I was able to share this unconditional love in terms of being an example for other people. So even going through the war and nearly getting killed, which for me now is a gift, you know, all these traumatic experiences are just a gift for me, because they gave me this opportunity to show how strong love is, you know. So again, in that sentence, you already transform the negative energy into positive. And I could have dwelled on that, being a victim or stuff like that. I just took the energy to transform it into love and just be that love. And then, you know, because I started to meet other spiritual people and I saw that they were so focused. We've talked about this just 15 minutes ago, spiritual teachers, for example. And I've seen how they were just so focused on ascension, and this and that. And for me, it was a bit more about descension, because, you know, because there is so much love and light needed here. We need to be here. We belong here in the now. We are here on planet Earth. We are not in the sky, you know. We are here. And we need to bring that love here instead of working towards that love and like, oh, I don't like this place at all and I feel very lonely in this place and look at this place. I mean, I'm very realistic about this place. There's very much need of this love and light. But if no one is kind of doing it and always focused upon, we have to reach to that love, we have to reach to that love, but you actually have to do something with it, you know, and each one of us that have reached that point are just beautifully sharing in our own unique way that love and light. And yeah, then for me, you know, for me, it's like the most beautiful thing is that you start to meet with people that share the same kind of energy, again, in their own unique way. And before even speaking to each other, you already start to feel everything, because there is, you know, for me, it's like everyone I meet is a teacher of me, you know. I'm not in a position to say that I know everything. I'm just sharing that love in my own life every moment. And I can't say that I know everything, or I actually do not. And I'm very happy that I don't, because it gives me another space to experience, you know?
Oh, sure. So, well, I like what you said about the love transforming the darker, the heavier feelings of dread and fear and grief and remorse. And like you said, once you are able to be in that love all the time without effort, and I mean it, and then no matter where you go, no matter what is happening outside of you, at least this is how I feel, if I'm in a situation where the people outside of me are chaotic or crazy or whatever, I don't have any fret or worry or concern of it. It's like there's a reason I'm here, and I don't avoid anything of where I am, because my home is in my heart, in that space of peace. And so no matter what is happening outside of me, I don't have to go anywhere to be connected to it, because I'm already there. And it's a wonderful place to live.
Exactly, yes. And this is what we call, of course, the heart. The heart space provides us this this energy. And, well, I always say our bodies are our temples, you know?
Sure.
We don't need a space to go to achieve that. It might kind of empower that energy, because if I stand on the mountain somewhere or a place with good energy, it's like you create this immense harmony. But that's different. It's when you start to have that energy inside of yourself, you start to share that, which then increases. If you have that feedback, it increases the energy. And when you are with a group of loving people, this energy level just continues to rise above. But that's just because you have two energies or three or more sharing that from within. So you're not, you don't have to look for it because it's already in you. And everyone has the right to feel that energy from within and to be that love. Everyone has the right to do that. And it's, you know, when I see, for example, you know, because a lot of people say to me, yes, but I want to be able to see and to understand. Well, I just say to them, in metaphorically, because sometimes you don't have words to explain this energy, what you feel in your heart. And I say, just look at the sun. The sun is just always shining. You know, it's always coming up. Even if you're angry or you're making a war, it shines always onto us and it gives us this love. But the thing is, what's the point of the sun being there? But can you imagine what the sun is receiving from the nature, from us? How do you feel when you share that love with people that are chaotic around you or need that love, and you see that you have an impact on them, that they are changing or they are finding that love again into them because you have given them the opportunity to feel that love, you know, and that can be just by looking into their eyes or a little smile or a very big hug, you know, or some two or three wise words that you share, because everything is energy. And this is what the sun is doing to us. It gives us an opportunity to see, like, you know, if you just are that love, you are already shining. You are already doing that. You are. You just are. You know, so in terms of metaphors, we are little suns walking around and showing that to people in a way, as in the sun is doing that in a more bigger scale, because there is no point of judgment, because the sun is, what I said, is showing that love to everyone. That's the unconditional love. There are no conditions. Oh, you have blue clothes today, but I'm yellow, and you know it doesn't fit with me. You know, it doesn't make any sense. You know, there's because it or you make a war. Well, I will not put sunlight there. You know, the sun is shining everywhere. So there is no judgment over, there are no conditions. Oh, you don't love me? Okay, well then I'm not going to shine on you. You know, so,
right. Yeah.
You know, and the sun is, for me, is just a symbol of this unconditional love, you know? And
When I was first contemplating this idea of unconditional love from an understanding of it, like if I were taking a class in unconditional love, the love is so absolute like you said, I love the metaphor of the sun in the sky, that unconditional love for you as you is without question, without concern. There's no condition in our mind, in who we think we are or what we think we've done. So often in our cultures, we look with judgment. Oh, here's this terrible person. Here's this like perhaps Hitler in World War II. Oh my God, the atrocity of all that. What a terrible thing. But that without unconditional love, I don't think the darkness would be possible. It's almost like you see your children leave for school, and if you couldn't love them without condition, you would pull them back and say, I can't let you do that. I can't let you go into the unknown, if you will. And unconditional love says, yes. Do you want to do that? Yes. You can come back into unconditional love And it's that unconditional aspect of it that says, you're welcome to go back into the darkness, into the fear, into the worry and the fret. I'll be here either way. And for me, it was a very powerful thing to understand that no matter what I chose, ever could this love be separated from me, could be disconnected from me. My heart sings in joy that I'm in. It's so often the Western mind will have judgment and condition and, oh, well, I mean, we're so quick to put people in a box. They're conservative, they're liberal, whatever. It's like baloney. None of that matters at all. Choose whichever one you want. Go live whatever version of identity you want to live. And in the moment that you tire of it, the love is always instantly there because it never left.
Exactly. That's very beautifully said. Very beautifully said. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, I'm very grateful for the darkness because it showed me that that it cannot master love, never. It cannot influence. It cannot influence me, never. And therefore, you are then, or we are then, an example to follow, because when I met people that don't know about my story, for example, and they start to complain about the weather, you know, because in Holland you have a lot of gray weather and rain and stuff like that, and they had a salary of 4,000 euros, which would be almost $3,800, and I have lived with nothing. And then I see these people so unhappy, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, because, you know, it's like, of course you are unhappy. If you don't have this love in your heart, it doesn't matter what your salary is. You will find always a reason to complain. There's always something going on, you know, what distracts you to get to that point of love. And for me, it's, if I can stay in the love, going through all these traumatic experiences, this person who is complaining about the weather can do it 100 times more easily than me, you know? This is how I view it, in a way. And this gives me the motivation to share what I'm doing, because there are a lot of people sad about things, which is in their perception maybe as bad as where I was, which is pretty understandable, but when they get confronted in a positive way, that by an example of unconditional love, it might change their whole perception of gratefulness, for example, you know?
Sure.
And going back to that point of, you know, the sun and that energy, it's about appreciation, because I don't really mind how someone is looking like, or what title he or she has, or what he has chosen to be, because that's for me the creation of the soul. You are creating whatever you want, and the most important thing is that you do it with love, with the unconditional love, where there are no conditions. But what I find still is with a lot of people, they are confusing this unconditional with sexual energy. It's like, oh, I'm in love with you, I want to go to bed with you, and there is another condition. They put it into another condition. They sure. think that they have to share the bed with you in an instant because they feel in love. And it's like, wait a minute, it's like a program. Oh, you the fire is warm. Like, you know, it's like
right, I like, you can't have it, you know, flat out. You can't have it in their mind, they're thinking, well, I'm not worthy of it straight off. I need to put a vehicle of it so it's not me, it's the vehicle. And
yeah,
and yet it you are it. I mean, we are all it all the time. There was never a moment we were not it. And it's so untouchable by human intention. In other words, it doesn't vary moment to moment. It's brilliant, radiant, and consistent. Like you say, the sun is such an excellent example of that. There's no breaking it. There's no losing it to the point where you can't return to it. It's always there, awaiting your desire to know it and be it.
Exactly. And another beautiful thing of that is that you have the proof, because some people, they are searching for the proof of the love, you know, because the feeling of this unconditional love, you cannot find that physically, you know, because if you would check your heart, for example, you could have not find that energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your heart, but you cannot find it in a way. I mean, science cannot say, oh yes, this is unconditional love, you cannot. But there is a fact of the sun again, which is proving to us. And some people are just in need of proofs. Well,
yes.
That's why I say, you just look at the sun. The sun is already proving to you what that unconditional love is, you know. Because I'm in love with life, and I'm also in love with the sun. But it doesn't mean I'm jumping off and you know, whoa, let's have a romantic experience together, but because I would burn before I arrive, you know?
it's a
choice, you know?
I like the idea of, trying to measure it. It's like, well, prove it to me. Show it to me. I want to see it. Bring it to me in a jar. And I like the notion of a fish in the ocean with a measuring tape trying to measure water, and it's everywhere. It's just everywhere. And it's like, well, show me a cup of water. And the fish has a cup, and the water's everywhere. And they look at the cup, and they say, I don't see anything in it. Well, it's all love. it's the fabric of all that is. It's source creation without an identity.
Yes, and it's infinite. It does not have a stop or a start, or it's infinite, you know. And it is a place of our birth, the source of, or what we call God or anything. That's unconditional love. It's the consciousness of God or the source. And
right.
We are a part of that consciousness, experiencing again in our own way that love in a physical way, you know. And what I find the physical world very interesting, very interesting. And we should never forget to enjoy the physical experience as well, even though we have worries or pains or fears or, you know, tiredness or anything like that. Hey, wait a minute, I have hands, you know? What can I do with these hands? If I did not have the hands, oh my gosh, you know? Or I have an eyesight, I can see, I can hear, I can talk, I can speak, you know? There's so much to be grateful for, you know?
Sure.
Life is just such a gift.
I like the metaphor of a movie projector, and the light bulb in the movie projector is pure white light. I mean, it's white light. And because of the nature of that white light, and in this example, the nature of love, whatever is asked of it, it can accommodate. So I can put in a movie in the projector that's a comedy, a drama, an action adventure, and the light will easily fulfill it. No matter what movie I put in the projector, the light creates it on the screen. So here we are, you and I and the listeners were all made of this fabric of unconditional love that is tireless. You can never exhaust it. It is infinite potential. And through the compassion of our hearts, we can look with our eyes at humanity and see the many, many flavors of separation and suffering. And from the joy of our heart and our soul who is personified as us, we can look at the human condition and we can through prayer or intent, ask for a vision of what could I personify, what could I manifest through me as a vehicle of love to humanity. And there's been oceans of examples of it, musicians, artists, poets, sculptors.
Definitely.
And when they honor that, I keep going back to the word compassion of the heart towards humanity. It's a vehicle that brings that light of love. When you put compassion in the projector, all the worry and the fret of the past dissolves because of you being that vehicle of that unconditional love.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And you know, it's so beautiful to be to share that energy out. Again, what I mean, the trees are doing the same because
yes.
Our life is like a seed. We have been put into the ground where it is dark, and you know there are dangers around. You can have a worm eating you before you even bloom, and you know all kinds of stuff. And you have to go, you know, you have to kind of grow from that seed. You grow your roots into the earth, and you grow through all these difficulties, if you will. And you just continue to that. And when you reach the light, you start to become a little plant where there are another form of challenges again. You know, the wind is blowing, you might be eaten by a cow or something like that. And
sure.
Then you have a raindrop which is as big as a house. But if you continue just going through that and just being grateful and continue with this love, you eventually become a tree. And when you are a tree, you are more stable, you are more grounded, you reach out higher as well because you have grown through all these experiences. And then when you are ripe, you start to share that fruit, which means you have achieved a level of sharing. But you had to go through those difficulties, you know, because many people ask me, what's my life purpose? And I'm like, your life purpose is to develop your heart, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, being spiritual is the ability to be in tune with the existence. That's what, for me, spirituality is all about. Being in tune with the existence. And this is exactly what nature is already doing. And, I mean, even though we have a beautiful lemon tree here in the garden, and it's like he just grows lemons. And it doesn't matter if someone would eat or not. I mean, I love lemons, so he's lucky, you know. I'm going to get it all off of him. But you know, I'm very grateful that he is sharing that.
Sure.
But I also know that he had to go, he or she, if you will, had to go through all those experiences to be able to share these lemons with me, which I am now already enjoying. But also my body, it's healthy for the body. You know, when I smell the lemon, I'm like, oh my gosh, this smell only, it's just like putting me into a higher vibration. And it's like, this is what we are doing. Through the difficult situations, we are growing and we are sharing our fruits in the benefit of everything. And it's not anymore the I am, it's the we are. And this is what I find, because everyone, I mean, how many lemon trees are there in the world? I mean, doesn't matter. It's just that we are sharing together this love. We are doing it together, and together we are stronger, you know? And then, there are also orange trees and apple trees and you know, many of those. So, but the same fundament goes for the same plant. The same plant was a seed and had to go through that experience. And some of this seed decided to be an orange, because oranges have different energy and different vitamins. And so are we, the same kind of energy to share into the world. Because many people talk about the heart, for example, but it's different energy. Or how many meditations are out there, it's all different, you know, but we share the same energy of love. And again, this is seen in nature over and over again. So the nature and Mother Earth truly understands that language of unconditional love. Because
yes.
The lemon tree will never tell you, because you're angry, don't pick a lemon.
Right, yeah.
You know? So again, well, you have the unconditional love there.
Well, the example of nature works out so well to reflect that every tree is unique, even one lemon tree to another lemon tree versus a lemon tree to an apple tree or a pear tree. Every human being is unique. And, you know, we're kind of moving into the space of authenticity. What is your authentic love of life? And when we think about, you know, righteous people or spiritual prophets or, you know, leaders of religion or whatever, so often people will contextualize that person, whoever that prophet or whoever is, and they'll look at attributes of that prophet and say, well, there's the attributes of God. And that, to me, that's blasphemy, because the light is all attributes. As soon as you try to corral it into it's this and not that, you've already diluted and polluted it, and you don't have that original authenticity. So you are you, I am I. When we look at how you or I or our listeners would personify love, you can never do it wrong. You can only be to honor who you are authentically, genuinely. How do you know, I like to eat my dinner with my fingers. I like to, I'm just making this up. I like to eat it with utensils. I like to eat it at a table. I like to eat it outside. I like to eat it, no matter what sentence you come up with, you're doing it right, in the sense that if that's genuinely how you prefer it, you know, if we're looking at the book of life of humanity and we're paging through time and we can imagine the past pages of being suffering and war and grief, and here we are now in this moment, and then a few pages forward, more and more people will have embodied unconditional love. We're going into the realm of heaven on earth. We're going into the realm of that space you talk about in nature, where there is no struggle, there is no fret. The lemon tree doesn't give a rat's ass what you think of it. It is authentic to its own desire, if you will. It is in harmony with the love within itself, and there's no want of anything. And so it's fulfilled in this moment and this moment forever. A perpetual now of beingness, if you will. And so when we think of being authentic to who we are, what is your preference? learn to understand yourself, learn to understand who you are and what you prefer, because that is the very nature of nature. That is when you are personifying who you are authentically. And so often we take the attributes of, well, the prophet or the priest or the pope or whoever does it this way or that way. So what? The light in the projector doesn't care what movie you put in. So learn to understand your own genuine, authentic self. How the hell do you prefer it? Because when you're yep. truthful to yourself, when you're truthful to your authentic self, that is the most congruent flow of energy of that love through your persona.
Well, yes, exactly. And for me, again, I love flowers, for example. And how are flowers being who they are? It's because they appreciate the love and light of the sun. So what do? They open up and they just say, look at me, how beautiful I am, sun. Thank you, because of you, I am this beautiful flower, referring to unconditional love, of course, because this is what the sun is putting out there, which creates life, right?
Yeah.
And what does the flower do? He opens up and just be his authentic self. Because it has a smell, it has a beauty around it, and because it's doing just that, I might be in a challenge in my lifetime, and I see this flower, and I look at this flower, and it's like, oh my gosh, you made my day, you know, because of the smell and how it looks like, you know.
Yeah.
And this is how we are. We just have to open up and to be who we are. Just be yourself.
Right.
Be that love, be peace, and then you will create the life also around yourself, you know. If you just dare to share that love that you feel in your way inside of yourself, then you have the right to create whatever you want. If you want to share that love in terms of meditation or workshops or anything like that, you can definitely do that. And you have the right to do so. You have the right to share that love, just like every flower does. It's about appreciation as well. And the flower is again happy because you are appreciating it. So you create harmony together, you know. And then with this harmony, what does a bee do, for example? He takes the nectar from the flower and creates honey out of it. So the bee is doing the same thing again. It is appreciating the flower, which is appreciating the sun again, and it's creating honey. And it's like, and this honey we are eating, we are appreciating the bee again, and it's healthy for us. So we are in the harmony constantly of the now, of the unconditional love of nature, of Father Sky and the universe. And this is how it should be. This is how it is, you know?
Yeah, oh, sure.
And we are doing that. We are doing that in our way.
I like what Rumi said about it, that place where lover, loving, and loved become one.
Exactly.
It's like communion. It's co-union of you and existence, really. I mean, you go to put words on it, it's like, I'm just going to mess it up if you know, it's so elegant, it's so eloquent that I see why people go to poetry. It's like, crap, you can't start putting words in it without diluting it. It's so pure and it needs nothing to be described. And as soon as you go to describe it, you've diluted it in some form. You've compromised its essence.
Yes, and that's why it's so important to observe. Because when you observe the examples, what we've put out there, you don't have to put it into words, because then you feel the energy in your heart. That means that you are. I mean, for example, when you look at a beautiful picture of mountains and lake, and this is like coming from your heart, this image, and then you are really feeling that energy instead of wanting to put it into something or making a story out of it or anything like that. You are observing what's there, and then you are feeling that energy, which then did not manifest yet in a way. There's no manifestation, there's just energy that you feel in the observation moment. And that
Sure.
might be flowers or a beautiful scenery or even a human being. I mean, sometimes I look to someone and I'm just, wow, it's like, I see the creation of the universe inside of them,
Yeah.
and then they sometimes they look at me and they say, "Are you in love?" And I say, "Yes, I am in love. I'm in love with life, Yeah, I'm just honoring who you are,
What a beautiful gift to
honoring."
share that moment, you know?
Yes, exactly. And you don't have to make it something what we call romance. That's a choice. It's a choice because that's another aspect of expanding that love. But it's not necessary. I don't have to. I mean, if I feel that with a tree, I don't have to share romance with that tree. That this is what I find a lot around the world. People are still
Right.
confused with these energies. They feel in love and they think, oh, I have to be with that person. You don't. You don't want to, you don't have to be. But if two parties decide to develop that love, it can be anything. It can be a beautiful project. You can create workshops together or a song, or you can sing or cook together or take a walk in the nature. These are all forms of meditation. It's not only sitting quiet. For me, cooking is meditation as well, or hugging someone, or this conversation, what we're having now, for me, it feels also like a meditation. Spending time with loving people or in nature or just with yourself. Yes, it's again the same energy,
Sure.
It is meditation. You can call meditation everything, actually. And this is the playfulness of that love, is to you, yes, to find joy doing so, and therefore it's very important to be in the now, and to apply gratefulness. Gratefulness really brings you into a higher energy state, and you can start every morning just by, when you wake up, say thank you and just say I love you, to yourself, because self-love is very important as well. If you don't love
Absolutely.
yourself, then how can you share it with yourself? If the sun did not love himself, how could he ever share that? But it's not the egoistic way of loving self. It is more the appreciation of self. And you can easily do that just by looking at your hands or feeling your heartbeat or being awake in the physical realms. And from there you start your day instead of, oh, I need coffee and I need this, you start the day with gratefulness and love. And then this unfolds again in every day is unique. I mean, there's not a day that is the same. And it's actually an internal moment of the now. And for me, it's like I encourage everyone to spread this love and light and peace, because it's really needed here on Earth, This is the realistic way of how it is. And this is why nature is always doing that, and the universe, of course. But it's very important that us humans start to do the same things, share that love and peace. It's needed. It's needed here on Earth.
Yeah, many hearts are longing for peace because the darkness is such a heavy burden to carry when you're not connected to that love. So when you, as an individual, can bring that love, it's a moment of transcendence of the story, transcendence of the condition. That love can be found in any moment of time, in any location of space. And when you can, when you can personify it, you are the vehicle of peace for those aching hearts, if you will.
Yes, yes, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. And also, you know, I mean, it's also being grateful also for the challenges and mistakes, because without the darkness or without the pain, you could have not known what light is. So it's also, I mean, for me, I've reached for myself the point that I'm grateful that I've been going through war, because now I'm not anymore attached to materialism or to money or to anything like that, because every moment of the day, of every moment when I wake up, this is a gift for me already. So can you imagine how the day develops, like having this conversation now? It's like the cherry on the pie, you know what I mean? You know, it's like an extra. It's like everything what unfolds from that space is just extra for me, you know. So I could have chosen to be a victim of the war or victim of all the traumas, but I'm very grateful for it, because it showed me that love is always stronger. So if, well, I'm hoping that people feel this now, and I'm sure they will, but it's like, if you have challenges in your life or difficulties, start being grateful for it. Or if you make a mistake, don't be too hard on yourself, you know? Mistakes are there to learn. Without the mistakes, you cannot prove something to yourself. You cannot be that. I mean, how you want to be a very good rally driver, for example, but you have to go through the training course also. And if you start to be grateful for the training course and you start to live from that love space, the heart space, you will achieve to be a rally driver much more, much quicker in your life.
Oh yeah.
And you have, you decide for yourself how quick you want to develop. That's only your decision, and all the choices you make are good choices. Even if you think it's bad, it leads you again. I mean, I made a lot of mistakes in my life, a lot, but it brought me to some places. And then, and afterwards, I mean, in the moment, sometimes it can be difficult to see that. But afterwards, you're like, I'm actually very grateful that this happened. Because then you start to see, because then it manifested into your physical life. Sometimes you have to give a little bit more time to let this unconditional love manifest into your life, into your situations. And this is what's going on in this world. We see so many suffering also around us. But and a lot of these hearts are longing for this love. That's because of the darkness, because they don't want that anymore, which is a very good sign. They
sure.
don't want to be in the suffering. They want the peace. They want the love. They want to find compassion. And maybe therefore they were victims, or they were thinking or having hate towards something, and now they're growing out of it because of the hate and the darkness and the anger, you know. And that's if you see it that way, you make things lighter for yourself as well. And
well,
then when you embody that love, you are just a carrier of that love and light. Which means you don't even have to speak, and you sit in an airplane or you sit at a place, and you will automatically uplift the energy when you are a light carrier and a carrier of that love. You know, you don't have to put it into words. You just, you know, you, if you just look at someone or look into something and put this energy out there and fill the whole airplane or car or bus or city or office with that love, you give the others the opportunity to find that love in their self, in themselves as well.
Yes. The darkness, the shadow is temporary. It's a creation of the mind. It's a separation. And it has no permanence. And in other words, no matter what condition or story you're living in now, as far as your life experience, that it's just a moment, a chapter, a paragraph of who you are, and the truth of who you are before the darkness, before separation, during the journey and after, is that light. So everybody makes it back to the light. Everybody's going home to the light. It's just a matter of when, how much time. And so if you're in that suffering now, know that it's impossible for that suffering to have permanence, because it's just a creation. And it has no permanence of its own. The moment you let go of it, it is gone. But the light, the love, that inner knowingness is there all the time, forever. Everywhere and every when, that light is there. But, you know, an hour goes by pretty fast. We're coming to the end of the show. Why don't you take a moment and just share your web page and some of the work you do with the listeners?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that opportunity. Yes, the web page would be www.kandalani.com, but you can also put my name, Zlatko Kanda, on Google, and then it will pop up. What I say, I'm doing workshops around the world, sharing this from the being, so not from the theory. You can find many information on my website about this, about these workshops, what I do, and sacred geometry is a very important part of that, because it's the language of the universe, which we will talk about in another show. In February 3rd, 2016. So I'm already looking forward to that manifestation. Yeah. But then I also offer healings and sessions for people and soul mandalas, which is then personifying their soul into a sacred geometry, which then is a tool to connect to your higher self and find that love inside of yourself and that power and creation. And the workshops I do are internationally. So I share this knowledge out there.
Well, we're pretty much at the end of the show. I wanted to say thank you for getting up early with us and joining us for this episode of the radio.
Yes, and this has been my highest pleasure. And thank you again for this opportunity and sharing this moment of love and the ability to share again in this show. And for the beautiful listeners, lots of love. Stay in the heart as much as possible. And I'm looking forward to another show with you.
Me as well. Zlatko Kanda has joined us tonight for the Law of Unconditional Love. We've talked about love for the whole episode, and that love exists inside of you now. When you start with the desire to know that love, that is the beginning of the journey of discovering the love within you now. Just by showing up for the show, you've shown self-love. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast. To bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.